Now, looking at this study, pigmentation of the eye and skin cancer. I know pigmentations have something to do with skin, but what's the link with the iris? What is the actual link here?
Here we're looking at eye colour, often defined as blue-green, hazel and brown, and we're looking at the colour of the eye and the appearance of freckling. These are spots in the eyes that appear as we age, and this is actually quite common in Europeans. About 50% of us will have these sort of spots in the eyes, so they're just normal. But what we try to do is to see if the frequency and the appearance of these spots increases in patients that have suffered from melanoma. So that was the instigator of this study.
You did mention there the participants involved with this study had European background. They were all from a European background and living in southeast Queensland. Was it only European background participants that sort of this is significant in, that this study sort of covers?
Probably. I mean, we can't comment on other populations, but the people who are suffering from melanoma in southeast Queensland, Brisbane area, have European background, and that's predominantly who we're coming to see through the door. What we did is we recruited 600 melanoma patients and 600 controls, normal for skin inspection and things like that. So these are just normal people in southeast Queensland that we're comparing it to, and the 600 melanoma patients were recruited through the PA hospital here.
So could you let us know, what did the study actually uncover? Was there a significant increase in those spots you mentioned with patients that had had melanoma?
Well, the simple answer is yes. And it provides extra information above the things we knew about skin colour. So certainly fair skin, red hair, light eye colour has always been associated with melanoma risk. But here we now have the ability to give some sort of quantitation on the appearance of freckling. As I said, about 50% of the population will have freckles. But when we compared the frequency in the melanoma group, and in particular, it's younger melanoma patients under 40 that we were getting this biggest response, is that they probably have double the number of iris freckles than the normal population. So that was the risk factor. The more you had, the higher the risk for melanoma.
Was there any correlation with the different eye colours you actually mentioned and the freckling?
Oh, yes. We have to consider that with brown eye colour, we can't really pick up the freckles purely because they're not obvious. So most of the study was really based on the people with blue eyes and green hazel eyes. But that represents probably 75% of the population or greater of the people we looked at. So the frequency of blue eyes is about 50%, and the frequency of green hazel is about 25%, the rest being 25% brown.
So as I say, Rick, I'm sort of approaching this as a complete layperson, and like I say, I have some basic understanding of there is pigmentation existing in the skin and pigmentation within the eye, but that's about the extent of my knowledge here. So looking at this study where you have found this correlation between melanoma and the freckling in the eyes, is there an explanation as to why this occurs?
Well, you would have expected that people that have high freckling on their skin would have high freckling in their eyes on first principles, but the fact is there doesn't seem to be a really good correlation between that. And we know that the genes responsible for skin freckling or skin moles apparently seem to be different from the genes that are determining the freckling in the eyes. So there's more information we glean by looking at the eyes than just looking at the skin. And we don't actually know what those genes are yet. We still need to do more research. But the information we gain by looking at the eyes increases our ability to predict melanoma risk.
Now, I know there is, a lot of concern here in Australia regarding skin cancer. In fact, I've had a few people at the moment sort of hassling me to go get a skin cancer check myself. Looking at sort of the practical side of things, this kind of research that you actually have uncovered here, these results that you've uncovered here, is there sort of a practical standpoint for people that are concerned for looking at people that might be more inclined towards developing melanoma or indeed looking at having checkups regarding skin cancer and melanomas?
I don't think you can be fixated on the appearance of freckling in the eyes, because it is a common occurrence in Europeans. But if you're younger and the freckling is increasing at a faster rate, I think that is just one of the elements that we should consider. So if you're seeing a doctor, you can say, well, there's a large number of freckles in my eyes. Is that a predictive element that can help us diagnose people with melanoma? The fact is you're still going to be dependent on skin checks to pick up melanomas on the skin. But it's just another reason to maybe increase the frequency of seeing your GP or your dermatologist.
Rick, thank you very much. Fascinating research. Really appreciate you joining us this morning.
Thank you very much, Sean.